I've always been intrigued by this New Testament account of the man who lived among the tombs. It could be maybe my overactive imagination that leads me to love this passage so much, but the whole account is nothing less than fantastic. A huge herd of squealing pigs running down the bank and plunging into the sea. Maybe I just always wanted to preach on this text so I could use the sermon title, Deviled Ham, I don't know. It gets better, I promise. But this text is not about pigs or about swine or even about demons, but this text is about power and about healing. And the question is, of course, power of whom? The disciples and Jesus reached the Gerasenes by boat, and just a few hours earlier, Jesus had calmed the raging sea, and the disciples were still a little shaky from that account. Jesus calmed the raging sea, but could he calm the raging torments of this man who lived among the tombs? Could he quiet the voices, this mind wrecked by insanity? Can you just get with the text for a minute? A man who lived among the tombs. Mark gives us almost a morbid recollection of the situation. No one could bind him. Obviously, someone had tried in the past, with chains even, and no one could subdue him. He had some kind of untamable wildness that frightened all those in the community. And I think his incredible strength was driven by his pain. The whole community probably was hounded by his cries at night. Parents told their children, don't go near that place of the tombs. You know, that crazy person who lives there. And I wonder what drove this man. What on earth could drive a human being to feel like the only place that he could live would be among the dead? And then Jesus comes into the story. I'm always amazed at where we find Jesus. And I am also sure that everywhere we find Jesus, that is where we find God as well. And so where do we find God in this story? In and among the tombs. Perhaps the last place that we would think to look for God. And when Jesus walks into the story, the man's first reaction is, are you here to torture me? Please don't torture me. And I think that sometimes when we come to God, we are like that too. We often run in the other direction because we think somehow that God is going to say to us the same thing that perhaps everyone else has said to us in our lives. Something like, you're not good enough, or clean up your act and then come to me. Get out of the tombs and then I'll have an appointment with you. But Jesus is right in the middle of this man's pain. The people from the village come, and here are 2,000 some pigs floating in the sea below, and they're not even worried about that. What they are afraid of is that this man in the tombs was sitting there clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. As gay and lesbian Christians, I think that the world and the church is much more afraid of our sanity than our insanity. And Jesus steps right into the middle of our pain, our individual pain, and the pain of our community. The pain of a community who is often pushed to the sides, pushed to the fringes, who other people in a dramatic way might even say who live among the tombs. And that is where we find God. And that is where we find God's healing power. And the question is, who is this Jesus who is stronger than this man? This is a God who is stronger than our pain. And what pain could be greater than a pain that drives someone to rip their clothes, to cut themselves, to be out of their mind and screaming day and night? And yet here comes a God who is stronger than that pain, and a God who is with us in life, in death, in near death, in the fringes of our society, a God who is with us, and a God who is stronger than our pain.